All right, right to our newsmaker line. We always are honored and pleased to have back on the program our national security advisor, our good friend Dr. Condoleezza Rice is with us. Dr. Rice, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get a couple of days off of the holiday, or were you working?
Oh, I think I was working, Sean. We've got important political transition going on in Iraq, and they don't celebrate Memorial Day out in the
States
there.
Hey, I don't know if it's possible. I know you're on a speakerphone. It's really not clear. Is there any way we could pick it up?
Sure, Sean. We'll try to do that.
All right. Thank you. You know, they set up these speaker conferences because a lot of people probably listen to it. You there?
Hello.
Oh, man, is that like light years better?
Oh, good. All right.
I was looking at what's happening today, and I watched a lot of the news unfold, and here we have the formation of this new Iraqi interim government, where, one step closer to democracy is what you are quoted as saying, a positive step for the future of a free Iraq. Tell me where we are today, what this is about.
Well, this is an important step. If you remember, the president talked about five steps to peace and democracy in Iraq. He talked about the first step being the creation of an Iraqi government out of the Brahimi process. That step is now completed. It's an interim government. Their most important goal is going to be to create the conditions for elections to be held, because the Iraqi people really want to have elections, Sean. They are people who are tired of the occupation. We would be tired of occupation, but they are absolutely devoted to having elections and moving on. And so this government is a very strong government. It's going to be a government that can speak articulately for the Iraqi people. They've already said that they want the presence of international forces. Prime Minister Alawi went out of his way to thank the coalition and the American people for what we have done in liberating Iraq, and so I think we're off to a very good start.
All right, let's talk about, you also were quoted as saying in one of the articles today, I can tell you firmly and without any contradiction, this is a terrific list, meaning the interim government list, a really good government. We're very pleased with the names that have emerged. Yet we saw, first of all, Shalabi get out of the way, who was probably our number one connection and early choice in recent weeks. And the person that Washington, it appeared, wanted for this top position didn't get it.
You know, Sean, I don't know where some of these stories have come from, that we had a single candidate or a top choice. What happened here is that the Brahimi process was a wide process of consultation with members of the Governing Council, with Iraqi professional associations, with Iraqi regional leaders around the country, with us. And in the cases of the top jobs, we really knew that there was a short list. We basically told Brahimi that we were happy with top couple of choices that he had, and we are very pleased with Sheikh Ghazi as president of Iraq. So I don't know where the stories came that we had chosen a candidate who then was turned down. It's just not true.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, the Reuters reports it as following the 11th hour compromise, so Washington's choice of president make way for the new tribal chief. The Washington Post has a pick appears to catch Bush administration off guard. None of that is true?
None of that is true. What happened when Alawi was named prime minister the other day was that that process went a little bit more quickly than people had thought. And, of course, we're 8 hours behind Baghdad, so we didn't realize that the announcement was going to be made that morning, but we knew who the name was. We were very pleased with that name. And in this case, with the presidency, we were very happy with the several, and especially the last couple of people that Brahimi was looking at. It simply isn't true that we had a candidate who was turned down. I was very close to all of this, on the phone with Baghdad all the time, and I can just tell you it simply wasn't true.
Well, that's why we always love having you on the program, our national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice. What I know about the new prime minister is the following. He was, the former U.S.-backed Shiite Muslim. He apparently over the years had U.S. connections, military connections, according to some reports, even CIA connections. And apparently his power base, what's known as the Iraqi National Accord, is made up largely of former members of Saddam's Ba'ath Party and former military men.
Well, the INA is an organization that was dedicated to the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. It did, in fact, have among its members a lot of former military officers who were fed up with the brutality of the Saddam Hussein regime and were trying to overthrow him. But it's a broader organization than that. And you remember there was something called the Iraqi Liberation Act as of 1998,
right,
which talked about liberating Iraq and finding a way to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And as a part of that, the United States government supported a number of organizations that were dedicated to that cause. The INA was one of those. It's a history to be proud of.
Yeah. What can you tell us about the interim president? And I understand there's two vice presidents. What can you tell us about them?
Yes, I can tell you that they are people of high quality and high character. I would concentrate on a couple of things. First of all, the new president is someone with whom the president had talked, President Bush had talked, a couple of weeks ago. If you remember when Mr. Saleem was assassinated, Sheikh Ghazi immediately stepped up to become the new acting president of the governing council. In that regard, President Bush had had a conversation with him. He is someone who I think shares the values of trying to build a democratic Iraq. He's well regarded in the region. He is part of the new generation of Iraqi leaders. He's 45 years old, and we think he's going to be a very effective voice for the Iraqi people. The deputy presidents come from varied backgrounds. And I should just mention, too, that the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Barmsalah, is a Kurd with whom we have worked in the past. But the really remarkable thing about this new government, Sean, is how broadly based it is, how many new faces and new names there are among the ministers. There are six women among the ministers. There are five regional leaders, including governors of big provinces like Diwaniya and Salahuddin. So you are not just getting people from Baghdad. Mm-hmm. It's a remarkably broad and representative group, given that it was not yet an elected government.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is with us. The president spoke a number of times in his address before the country last week when he said it will get worse. He basically assured us it would get worse before it gets better, especially heading up to the June 30th date.
Yes. We all expect that these Ba'athist, former regime elements, that the terrible people who have come into the country, these terrorists, many of whom work for Zarqawi, are going to try to halt the progress that is being made. This is a bad day for people like Zarqawi, Sean,
mm-hmm.
because it shows that the political process is moving forward. Now, he's going to respond, and people like him are going to respond by trying to test this new government, to test its will, to test the will of the coalition. But this is a group of people, this government, that's dedicated to making Iraq stable and making Iraq democratic, and the kinds of Zarqawi and the former regime elements, the Saddam loyalists, are not going to succeed.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you they're going to try really hard over the next several weeks to make it very difficult.
Well, you have other factions you have to deal with. There are reports that this deal was struck with al-Sadr and that forces pretty much would stay clear of Najaf. Is that true?
Well, the Shia leadership in Najaf announced a deal with Sadr to demilitarize the city and to disband his forces and to stop trying to attack coalition forces. To this point, we are not sure that he's living up to the terms of that deal.
Yeah.
We will see. But
did you see the 60 Minutes interview? I mean, this guy is an extremist in every way.
He's an extremist, and he's, by the way, wildly unpopular among the Shia because they know that he has no credentials for what he's trying to do. His father was a very famous cleric.
He wouldn't even be in power had we not toppled Saddam because he was in exile, and Saddam's people killed his father.
That's right. But the Iraqis themselves are stepping up to deal with the multiple security problems that they have. We will be there to help them. But we are going to do this in partnership, and if they can find ways to deal with some of these circumstances, then we're going to be supportive of that.
All right. Last two questions. Number one, what happened with Shalabi, and is this now pretty much the beginning of the end of America's role in Iraq? In other words, the beginning of the end, that we see a light at the end of the tunnel, that this effort in Iraq is ending?
Well, the effort in Iraq is not ending, and in fact, I think this will hopefully be a partnership and a strategic partnership for a long time to come. And we're going to have to stay the course and help the Iraqis become get to the place that they can have elections and be capable of defending themselves. But it is certainly the beginning of something very important, Sean, and that is a new government, responsible Iraqis, who will very soon have their sovereignty. And America can be clear that the president's plan is being carried out, that this first phase of getting a government on our way to a fully elected government is now well underway. As to Mr. Chalamet,
we only got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, it's been a difficult relationship. Doesn't have to always be that way, but for now, he clearly did not make it into the government.
All right, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, thank you as always, and we appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Sean. Always good to be with you.